When the Sky Falls, written and read by Phil Earle. Don't wait too long now. You've got it. He trusts you, but he wants that food. Joseph made to stand, only to be told to slow down. He started again, slower, tentative steps, occasionally scratching and grunting in case it helped. His heart thumped wildly in his chest, only increasing as he edged closer, until he could reach the bars. Again, he fell into a squat, and fighting the urge to look Adonis in the eye, he slowly raised his arm until it and the carrot sat at a perfect right angle from his body. He waited, blood pumping in his ears. Would it work, or was Adonis playing with him? But just as he felt his arm begin to cramp, he caught a movement from the other side of the bars and saw from the corner of his eye Adonis's arm mirroring his own, snaking upwards and out through the bars. It was working! It was working! Through squinted eyes, Joseph marvelled at the size of the ape's hand, one finger the width of three of his own. He was scared. Of course he was. No matter what Mrs. F said, the ape was unpredictable, but fear wasn't the overriding emotion, and he allowed excitement to fizz through him. "Hold steady, hold steady," whispered Mrs. F, her own giddiness tangible in her voice. It was happening. It really was, their fingers mere inches away from each other. Joseph relaxed his grip on the carrot in anticipation, but as he felt it being levered away from him, there came a commotion from behind, a clattering of something against corrugated iron, which broke the moment and drew reactions from all three of them. Mrs. F spun on her heels, eyes searching for the source. Joseph felt his balance tip forwards towards the bars, but it was Adonis's reaction that was the most pronounced. Whether it was anger at having his meal interrupted, or fear of another air raid, it sent him spiralling, throwing himself against the cage, head back as he blasted out warning after warning. Joseph was terrified and scuttled spider-like away from the bars, gravel biting at his palms. "What was that?" he yelled. But Mrs. F had something else on her mind. "You must never, ever turn your back on Adonis as you walk away. His arms are long, longer than you realise. He could have grabbed you at any moment, especially with such a racket going on. Then what would you have done?" Gone was her warmth, and Joseph felt it cut him. Why was she so cross with him? He hadn't caused the racket or asked for it. All he'd done was react instinctively to make himself safe. It felt unfair, especially when he'd come so close to something so great. "Well, I wouldn't have expected you to help, that's for sure," he spat. "What do you mean by that?" she said in reply, before another clang distracted her. "Look, we'll talk about this later. I need to see what's going on over there. Don't be trying to approach the bars again unless I'm around. Do you hear me?" He said nothing. Just stared at her. And as she moved away, he couldn't help but wonder how a moment so close to perfect had crumbled so quickly.